She's one of those late ones, you know. She says those seats get tired. She's some girl, eh? Just pretty far. She complains like the seats. I'd probably put cushions on it. It'd be the same way. That's right.
He's something else, you know. Just too long. It's too long for some people.
But you know, they can get involved in other things and stay out half a night, you know. Yeah, really, I see that. Maybe some of the daughters or granddaughters come and get her and keep her out 6-7 hours.
She don't say too much. Long as shopping, looking at things, something that she kind of enjoys. That's what it is. You don't get too tired if you enjoy something. Have you ever noticed that? It helps out a little bit. Reason a lot of people don't enjoy services and gets real tired and they get hired, they just not with it. Put them in something they do, they can sit 4 or 5 hours and won't even think nothing of it.
That's just the way it is, isn't it? Amen. Well, Lord, help us. Let's bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, today as we stand, Lord, here today in this sacred place, knowing that what we say, Lord, is going to be recorded there. And help us, Lord, to be dead sincere. Lord, me, it's just a vessel here, Lord. I cannot do it without you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come in such a way and just minister to our hearts. For we certainly are hungering and thirsting, Lord, after your righteousness. And as David said, we'd never be satisfied until we wake in your likeness. So, Lord, there's a pull on. And there's a crave in our hearts. As the prophet would say, if there's a crave for more of God, there's got to be more of God somewhere to respond. So, Lord, while we're here, oh, there is such a crave. Lord, there's no way we could ever be satisfied. Let us keep pressing towards the mark, pushing and striving, laying aside every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Father, I tremble sometime when I look at the Scripture and see the requirements, Lord, and see where I have problems and seemingly measuring up, Lord, I feel I'm short. And I believe, Lord, as long as we're on this side that we'll feel that way and we keep striving and pressing and saying, Lord, I want to be a better boy. I want to be a better son and daughter. I want to be more pleasing with you. Lord, that's my desire. Every day that I walk, every heartbeat that comes out of this body puts me one heartbeat closer to that that you got prepared for me. Let me walk here on this side as a real soldier, holding my head up, being brave, standing and not being a coward when it comes down to the last heartbeat. Let me be a real soldier. Don't let me back off then. Let me stand there and welcome it to come. And that door of death that'll take me out of this body into that body, let me welcome it with all that lies within me, Lord. That is my desire. I know the flesh wants to tremble, and it's weak. But Lord, you're strong. Help us all today. Help us to be open. Help us to be spiritual. And now, Lord, when we are going to repeat the quotes and say it, let us run it in order. Let us not to take away or mislocate or misplace or misinterpret, but let it be right and divided. Because, Lord, it must be that way to bring forth that you intended for it to do. So we pray that you will help us all, help the hearers and the speaker. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. In 1 Corinthians, again, the 15th chapter, and then St. John, the 14th chapter, I choose from my reading, and then we'll go from there. Now, this will probably be, I want you to be really spiritual and try to be open to the way the prophet brought these things, because it might be different than what a lot of people has taught us. Maybe be a little different than maybe some of our ideals if we haven't looked at it closely. But, you know, I'm glad that God has fixed the bride where she changes her thinking. She moves right with the Word. Whatever the Word says, that settles it. She surrendered to it. And if she's had her own thinking on it, or maybe the husband hasn't told her the full story, but when he speaks, she just gives heed. She just listens. And that's the real life, and that's the way we are, and I believe we'll be that way as long as we're here. We want to please one fellow. See? So when a wife is at home, she don't have to please any other man. She's got to please one fellow, one person. And if she does that, she's got a big job. She's got a big job if she can just take care of the one. She doesn't have to worry about the neighbor's husband or what he thinks about her. Has nothing to do with her. She just got her mind on one thing, and that's that home there. If she can fulfill whatever the husband requires for that home, then she's got a big job. And that's the way it is. I feel that we got a big job. Do you feel the loads on you? Yes, it's all of us, children. I mean, we're the one that's got to please him. See? I mean, he's in authority. He's going to tell us his heart. As David was a man after God's own heart. Are we after God's own heart? Do we want to know God's heart? Are we searching after God's heart? That's what David was. He wanted to know what was in God's heart. Amen. That's the way the bride should be. I want to know what's in God's heart for me. Yes. I want to get it out. I want to feel it out. I want to pull it out if I can and apply it. Because yes. Whatever his heart is for me, that's what I want to be. Amen. Even though I might stumble and fail trying it, but I want to work on it. Amen. I want to work on it. We're working on this thing while we're here. Mm-hmm. In one sense, we haven't made it yet.
Amen.
And see, when we're dealing with these things, that's what gets us confused. Sometimes we say we've made it.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes we say we haven't made it. And that's the truth.
Amen.
In one sense, I've made it. In the other sense, I haven't made it.
Right.
One sense, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
In the other sense, I'm wrong. There's part of me wrong, there's part of me is my downfall, and will be my downfall as long as I'm here. But I'm pushing to that place where there won't be no downfall. There won't be nothing to hinder me there.
Amen.
Boy, we've got some hindrance here, and a man don't say that we got some hindrance here, he just don't understand the truth.
Right.
He don't say he's got some serious problems. That if you get mad at me because I tell you I got some serious problems still born again, you just don't know the scripture.
Amen.
Paul had problems. Brother Branham had problems. And the bride's got problems. But we're working on it. Amen. We're trying to shake it off. We're trying to get to that place where there ain't no problem. Is that right? And a man won't welcome that change. There's something wrong with him. Yes, sir. If you're satisfied with this pest house, I wonder about you. And I really do. If you get so wrapped up this that you don't want to leave this, I wonder about you. You ain't caught what I've caught. Your understanding has been enlightened like mine. Well, who wouldn't want to trade it over? Junk power to brand new. You'd have to be out of your mind. You'd have to be sick. Something wore out and you want to hold that. And there's something brand new. ain't one plow in, another will be. If you want to want to sit out and take that, I'm going to say you lost your mind.
Amen.
So much to say, and I don't even know how to say it. I mean, I'm proof. I don't know how to say it in a sense. You know, Brother Branham was that way. Brother Branham said, how can I say it? How can I say it where the people will grasp it, will can receive it? And but that's what I'm saying. I don't have words, hardly, or my understanding maybe to put it fully like it. You know, we just see the glimpse of it, you know. Now, don't tell me we see it so clear that they... Nothing could be added to it. I mean, in the sense, I mean, I believe your eyes is going to vision more close to all the time. I believe it's going to come clearer and clearer to light the wall. We break into the real thing. Is that right? Looking through a glass of darkly. Friends, as long as you hear, that's going to be there. That veil, this veil right here, hinders me so bad. I am so limited till I don't know what to say, Harley. And I know I'm limited. I can feel it. I can tell it. There's something on the inside, in a sense, that's not limited, in a sense, but he can't get it out because of limitation blocks it here. Don't you see? Oh, but when we get to another house, it won't block it. Oh my, it'll be different there. God help us to go there. Amen. Okay. In the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians, and let's see here. Let's back up here. Well, let me see. I don't want to read so much. Let's start with verse 45. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. Is that right? And that's us too. The first man was made, we came like Adam. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, the first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, and that's what we are doing, bearing the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So there's two images. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Amen. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That should be some comfort words to us. So all that we do is not in vain. Remember that. You might go through life And you might have put up through a lot and suffer a lot and labor and all of this. But remember, it's not in vain to a believer. It's not in vain. A lot of people's doing a lot of things and it's in vain, because in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. In the 14th chapter, and start with verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. You listen to those words. We talk about a place being prepared for us. A house being prepared. A mansion being prepared. Whatever you want to call it. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. Go away to prepare a place. Now, whether we know it or not, that place we should long for. Our crave should be for that place. Is that right? There's a crave in you. Brother Branham said he calls it a pull to go back. There's a pull this way to this, and there's a pull in here to that. Can you see it? So there's two pulls on us. And that's the reason the Indian chief could say, there's a war in me. There's a fight going on. One of them want to pull one way, and one of them want to pull the other way. And Brother Branham liked the story in so much that he prepared that to this, showing us that we still have a carnal nature. Now, some people act like you don't have it. But there's a carnal nature in this. Even if you're born again, I'm not talking about the old soul. I'm talking about a fleshly, carnal nature. I'm talking about desires that's not right. See, some people think, oh, I've had a desire. Well, where'd that desire come from? You've got to find out where it comes from. Now, if it just comes from the house and the flesh, kill it. Turn it down. You don't mean you've sinned or you ain't born again. that thing's always going to be desired. If it wouldn't, there'll be no fight.
Amen.
There ain't no fight. If my flesh, when I'm born again, if that nature's all gone too, then I wouldn't have no fight. I wouldn't have no fight to break the laws of God. I wouldn't have nothing going contrary to Him. Everything would be going the right way. But there's part of me want to go wrong, and there's part of me want to go right. And so it's a pull all the time. And like I said, which one wins? He said, that depends which one I feed the most. And children, that has a lot to do with it. You take a born again person, take it out on this world for a while, pretty well a bunch of devils for about 6 months, and see which one works. You say, well, it won't do it. It'll do it. Listen, just like you feed this natural house, if you don't feed it, it'll get weak.
Amen.
It'll lose its strength. And children, this inward man has to be fed. Is that right? And if you don't feed it, it's going to lose. First thing you know, if you fed the old nature of the house and give it all the desire, first thing you know, tell it, don't go there. Let's see what it tells you. It's going to tell you I'm going. Is that right? If you shut it up all the time, it might not talk so big. They always say, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. If you give a half an inch, it'll want to go a mile. Might tell it take one look, it won't look twice. So don't tell it take one look. Don't even lie, take one look. If you do, it won't look again. Is that right? Okay. So we're seeing them. Well, what I want to say is we're limited in these houses, and we're trying to go where there's no limitation. And that's the whole thing we're trying to leave here,
We want to leave this because this is a bad house. It was pushed on me by our parents, by the fall in the garden. It's not right. I've been captured in the sense. So God has made a way. And thank God for that way, even though it might be a long way back in a sense. But he had to have so much time to fulfill everything that he had. So he allotted a certain amount of time that this body could come back perfect. See, and everything would be swung back what he had in his mind before this world, everything by the spoken word. You see? So we've been a long time from the Garden of Eden, from the fall, up to now, fixing to cross over and come back to that spoken word where there won't be no problems. Where sin would be dealt with for his final time. Amen. So here we see. Now I've got three or four books and not taking long because it's already 11:15, and I've said so much. I've got the question and answer book number 3. I'd like to read something. I want you to listen to these quotes. I want you to listen to these quotes. Then you judge it for yourself. Now the prophet didn't lay all this in here. See the prophet when the seven seals was opened. It showed him some mysterious things that nobody else could deal with. See, that's the thing. We're dealing with something, brothers and sisters, that the seals revealed that the ages couldn't deal with. So remember, this is going to be strange to you in the sense if you haven't heard it, because of her back teaching.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. See, we've had a lot of ideals of a lot of things, of what a birth is, what it does, and then when Brother Man talked about birth pains, he'll deal with birth pains of trying to get you born in your soul. Then he'll turn around and deal with birth pains trying to get you birthed out of this to that. Mm-hmm. You see? And you've got to understand what he's talking about, that when he says we're little babies.
Yes, sir.
You see, we're babies in the sense. And we're captured. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And we're trying to go to that place where there's no limitation. You know, a baby has its understanding. It don't have a perfect understanding like it ought to. It's limited. Is that right?
Amen.
It can't pick up things.
That's right.
And when it matures and grows and comes to a manhood or womanhood, it understands things different. Is that right? So Brother Branham prepared. He used different types. He knew where to get off his type and get on another type, you see. And so there's different types. And remember, when you're born again, then there's something starts within you. Now that's the thing, and it wouldn't for all the revelation about our celestial body or the ordinary body, the story would be different. What makes it so complicated that we didn't know that we had a theophany.
Amen.
We didn't know. We thought of born again, then from there, go to a glory fight.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know that we was trying to get out of this to get into that where there's no limitations.
Right.
And Brother Branham knew that 99% of all the body would have to go there first. Don't you see? But just be a little handful that would remain here that would not taste of death until he comes. The biggest majority had to go and move into that house in that dimension there and stay there and wait on us. Is that right? But thank God they understand all things. So it's a pretty good place to be. It's not a bad place to be. Facts about it, they're much better off than we are.
Yeah.
I mean, in one sense of word, we're still limited. We got problems. They ain't got no problems. They're not limited.
Right.
They are the Word.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They are the perfect reflection. We are the naked in the sense by this thing here.
Right.
Can you see it? In other words, we can't display like they can.
That's right.
We can't talk like they can.
Yeah.
If we could talk one of them, that they would be so far over our heads, if we could relate, we couldn't even pick them up and us bond again.
Right.
That's how much difference there are in comparison. How many understand?
Amen.
They blow your mind what they can tell you.
That's right.
We ain't never come away and we think we got a lot in a sense. But talking on them 5 minutes, they blow your mind. You'd go away with your head swimming if one of them couldn't talk to you. I'm kind of glad they can't talk to us if we get out of this. Is that right? That's why Jesus almost blows our mind. See, he was talking some of that. I mean, in the sense, can you see it? Because he come down through the theology. He was a word and he knew all things. And he laid things in here. You got to admit, it'll shake you, know. And still, you can't pick it up like he said it. Because of the limitations that you got. Oh, you see a glimpse of it, and then all you get happy about it, and take a spell. Next day you see it a little brighter, and next day your whole time almost change. And you see it. You say, "Woo! I never caught all that one time." No, and you ain't gonna catch it all at one time. But you ever try to catch everything all at one time? He got to build you to it. Is that right? He's got to build you to it. Or you've got to grow into it.
Yes, sir.
You've got to mature into it. You can't get this overnight. They would break all ties. Is that right? The baby don't grow up overnight. Yeah, so a baby you want to grow up in the night. Next day you expect to talk like a man. You know it ain't. It'll stutter a whole lot. It'll make a whole lot of noise you don't understand. Is that right? Okay, now listen what Brother Branham said in question 8, book number 3, and page. Let me get my glasses out now, like a change from big print to fine print. Amen. Page 196 at paragraph 240-246. I want you to listen to some of these quotes here. All these quotes is laying in here. And I tell you, sometime I wrestle with it myself. So don't worry if you wrestle a little bit with it. So we keep wrestling till it finally comes out where we don't wrestle no more. See? So it's kind of deep, but we're dealing with the theophany. We're dealing with terrestrial and celestial. And by us trying to go there, there's something in us pulling us there. Can you say that this morning? There's something in you longs to go back to where it come from. Okay, listen to what he says. We cannot receive the promised Son that's promised to us today in these bodies. So that's why Paul said we have to be changed. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we're in a changing process. That's what we are already in today. We're in a changing process. We got to be translated. Now listen what he says. In these bodies, he said that we're living in, these bodies are sin. That's what he said. The first conscience controls this body. We see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And it has got us all scribbled up. We reason and everything else. But the new body that comes from this born again. Now you watch this. You watch how the prophet said. This new body that comes from the born again, not this first conscience, see, this outer, not this first conscience, taste, feel, smell, and hear. It isn't subject. It's subject to death and will die. But the inside part of you down in here, the inside, there is a person that cannot die. Listen, cannot die, see? And that's the person that the new life starts from. That's the person that the new life starts from. From the new birth, and it builds to another person. Now watch this. It builds to another person. Now we wouldn't talk this in denominations. This is very deep. It's very strange. But by the seals being opened, and that's what the prophet said when he's going into this, he said, thank God for the seven seals. Well, it has revealed, and talking about this subject. Dealing even on this subject, dealing on many subjects, but when he started dealing with this, he said, thank God for the seven seals. What they have revealed, it changed the prophet's thinking. And you know it's going to change theirs. So he says here, be built to another person in the image of this person you are around that life. Around that birth life. He said, you get it? So potential in here, he said, what is it? the words promised before the foundation of the world, and around there, this only reflects the negative. Talking about everybody here. That will reflect the positive, the word. See, remember that word body. Keep that in mind. That's a perfect thing. That's the word itself. That's the word body. Amen. And there's nothing hid in that body. It's a word itself. Right. It's a word from body.
Amen.
That we understand everything and not nothing is hid.
Amen.
Oh, my. So what do you think those people are thinking today? Do you reckon they're happy?
Yeah.
Have they got any room to be said?
No.
They don't know what sadness is.
Amen.
They don't know what trouble is.
Amen.
They don't know what a dull moment is.
That's right.
They ain't nothing but peace and happiness. I mean, they're doubling.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, joy. You never, never know joy like they've got. Okay, he said now, what? Okay, he said that reflects the positive, the word, see? The same thing is the translation of the bride will be the same thing. The word that is in you, in the body, will materialize around that word. Now listen. Around that word, the same thing did by Sarah. Okay? The same thing did by Sarah. Now, I want you to listen and hold that quote. Now, let's go a little further here. Now, Brother Ben deals with this in quite a few places for trying to tell us something. This question answer book number 4. Now, listen at Brother Branham in a quotation here. Okay. Now, this is page 231, if you're writing it down. Then somebody get the tapes. They want to know where I'm coming from and what Brother Branham said. Then they can look it up. I'll just hit some of it here. Okay. He said, now, for instance, here Jesus made a statement, a promise. The inside man says that's true. The outside man reasons that it cannot be true to you. That's out. He said, you ignorant that outside man. When he says something that can't be true and he's talking negative, you deny him. When he says it's not right, you turn him down. If the inside says it's right, you go with that every time. Now, the trouble is we don't do it a lot of times. We allow this outside man, sometimes we want a reason. It just in us, you know. And when it does, it takes us off to the wrong track, you see. So don't never do it. He says, turn him down. Ignore that outside man and accept the inside man. That's the same thing Paul speaking of. He was sold under the law to carnal sin. Now that's what Brother Branham said. Every one of us is the same. We've all been sold. Carnal nature, sold under sin. That's the reason we have the trouble that we do married 4 or 5 times. Now, this is what Brother Ben said. And this and that and all kinds of sin, adultery, everything else along in our lives is because of those things. We are carnal, and that part of us must perish. Now what? That part of you must perish. That's why that we battle it, but it's got to be dealt with, and it must perish. Listen to what he said. So it must perish, but then inside we are a spirit man, soul, inside of that faith in God's word. Then we bring our outside body in under subjection to the word by faith and accepting what God said. Now, coming on down, he said, how can I take a cup of berry and make a grain of wheat out of it? It's impossible for me to do it. The only way it can be is because that the inside of that cup of berry has been transmitted from the cup of berry wheat to a cup of berry, a grain called wheat. Now, he's talking about how can. See, this is cup of berry. And he didn't even have a cockleberry life. But the cockleberry life has been pulled out of it, and a life of wheat has been put in it, but the shell is still cockleberry. Don't you see? Allie's got is another life or another husband, but the shell is the same. And if you don't have that life inside, then there's no way you can change and go to that. So there's nothing there. Nothing there. The only thing that we know that we have hope, if your life has been changed here, you know there's something there waiting you. Don't you see? So he says now, has been transmitted from a Culpeper wheat, a Culpeper to a grain corn wheat life. Then you bury that Culpeper and it'll produce a grain of wheat. That's right, see, because there has been a life of wheat put in the Culpeper. See, Brother Brandon's trying to show you how it works. The life of the Culpeper has been taken out. See? But the nature of the Culpeper is still sticky. Now there you are. Brother, I'm glad that Brother Brandon writing about this verse because by our legalism teaching and everything we had in the church world, if you made a mistake, you didn't have it. See? If you messed up, you just didn't have it. But brother, that's not the real teaching. Amen. The real teaching, can you repent?
Yes, sir.
Can you really make it right?
Yes,
can you get up?
Yes,
when you make a mistake, can you raise your head up? Are you son or daughter of God and say, I'm sorry?
Amen.
I didn't mean to do it. I was tricked.
Amen.
Oh, through my ignorance, I stumbled.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Culpeper is still sticking. Listen to what he says. And it will be until the new life has fully been developed. I want you to get that point. And it will be until the full life has been developed. Cross, that's exactly, cross to the other half. That's what he's talking about. That's why he's working. That's why we're limited here. We're like babies here in our mind, in our knowledge, in our understanding. We're like babies. We can only grasp so much. We stagger around like babies. We act like babies in a sense because of this. Because of our limitation. In that house, we won't act like babies. Can you see the difference? And Brother Brandon is trying to show us after you're born again, after you've been in the kingdom of God, then there's another growing, there's another change from this to that.
Uh-huh.
And Brother Brandon called that birth pains is on. Why? He's trying to get you out of this and birth you into that.
Uh-huh.
And people get all confused about this. They don't know how to write about it. But there is a cold deliverance. How many know that?
Amen.
And that's at the resurrection or in the change.
Yeah.
So we're not delivered yet. In one sense I've been delivered. In the other sense I'm still groaning and waiting to be delivered. The full adoption is at the resurrection. Is that right? Full adoption is at the resurrection. You've only, your soul's only been adopted now. But the full adoption, when he raises and changes your bodies.
Amen.
When he takes sin away,
right,
and brings you into a place of perfect birth.
Right.
Where you can look back and see what you've done.
Uh-huh.
See where you come from and how you crossed over. And you can shout then.
Uh-huh.
You won't stutter for words then.
Uh-huh.
You will talk just like he talked.
Amen.
Is that right? Watch what he says. I really love this. He's got a real truth here. Taking out the nature of the Culpeper, still sticky, and it will be until the new life. Now we're talking about that body forming, materializing around that birth, another body until that full life matures to that. See, what we're going, we're building a word, a spirit man. Is that right? And we're going to come to that. It ends up that. That's what it ends up. It ends up that. Keep that in mind. It ends up the word.
Amen.
See, it ends up the word where there's no limitation. It takes you out of limitation. It takes you from a dull understanding to a clear understanding that this house is limited. Now, we talk about a clear understanding of birth. Yes, that's one thing. I have that clear understanding. understanding. I understand the mystery, but in the other sense of word, I'm still limited. Because that word house is so much greater in understanding of what I'm allowed in this.
Amen.
He only allows so much in this. Sure, I know him in the power of his resurrection. Sure, I know that I live because he lives.
Yeah.
But I'm still limited. There's something in me telling me there's something greater. And you think I don't want to be birthed into that? Let birth pains shoot right on. Is that right? He said, whatever it takes, let it deliver me, fella. That's the thing. Now when we see this, we see how what Brother Branham was talking about, and then we can deal with both aspects of it. Okay, now listen to what he says. He says, now, he said that new life has fully been developed out of the ground. Oh, you mean it won't never be developed until we get up out of the ground? Until we get a change?
That's right.
Till flesh and blood cannot inherit it? Corruption cannot inherit it? We've got to be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, or we've got to be raised and come out of the ground. When you get out of the ground, you'll see right.
Yeah.
The second time you get out of the ground, you see right. The first time you got out of the ground, you was limited because you were sexed out.
Amen.
See what I mean? You were sexed out. But the second time you get out, you're going to be spoken out.
Amen.
And that word from God is going to be there to grab you when you get out.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
But, oh, no, and that word itself is going to be there to grab that body.
Yeah.
But there won't be no limit. Oh, you're just waiting on to get that body.
Uh-huh.
Oh my, we're going somewhere. Amen. So he says here that new life fully. Now see, we've got a new life. Everybody said we've got a new life, ain't we? But it's got to be developed. It's building to something. It's changing you from glory to glory to glory back to its original, and from that glory to the glorified glory. See, don't never leave out the glorified. Brother Branham, when he brought glory through Luther, glory through Wesley, glory through Pentecost, back to his original, then he said that that's just understanding here and get a birth, get the fullness here. But then he said from that glory to this glory. So remember, he's still brought in the change. Can you see? He didn't. We were still captured, even though I've come by revelation in my soul. What's happened here? But there's another glory. There's another change. There's one more step yet that I've got to go. It's from this glory of this revelation to the Word from God. Where there's no limitations. But that's why David could say, I'll never be satisfied until I wake in his likeness. He knew there had to be a complete change. We are limited people.
Amen.
Oh my. Then we'll understand when we have problems. We'll understand more how to deal with it if we understand this message. We won't condemn ourselves in a sense. We won't be critical of ourselves and allow Satan to be critical and use it on us. He'll have Satan, boy, he likes, if you make a mistake, he'll never let you live it down. You know what I'm saying? He'll remind you every day if he has to keep your nose dragging. If you start to get up a little bit where you're able to walk, he wants to put you back down. He'll bring up the past. Have you ever noticed that? God never brings up the past of Satan. Anytime you hear somebody bringing up your past, it's not God. It's the devil himself. If it's not the blood, there ain't nobody better fool with it, and only Satan will pull it out. He's going to have so much on him when he goes to judgment, how could he escape? He's been the accuser of the brothers so much he's condemned everything until it's destroyed.
Amen.
Don't you ever be critical of an old man. You allow every man a chance to get up. And if he don't get up, you give him the chance to get up.
Amen.
Is that right? That's all you can do. Don't you put your foot on no man. You allow every man to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't care who he is, how bad he is. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Amen.
Tell him that you can get up. Like he told Cain, if you can go back and get the right sacrifice, you can be accepted. That's what we should tell the people. I don't care how. The door is open. You can go in if you can get the right revelation. Go get it. He told the fruit of the virgin, go get it, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is that what the wife told him? Go get it. It's out there if you can get it. But they didn't get it. They didn't go in, and they were virgins. They still give them the chance to get it. Go by the hymn themselves. If you can get it, you'll go right with us. But they couldn't get it. Lord, have mercy. I hope we get this. Yes, sir. I hope we get this. So he said, when it's developed out of the ground, keep that in mind, and raised up again. When it's developed out of the ground and raised up again. Now, he's talking about something beyond this life.
Right.
See? Okay. Raised up, he said again, out of the ground. And when it comes forth, then it's no more cockleberry. Your cockleberry problem's over. Is that right? And until that time, as long as you're a mortal, you better tell people you're cockleberry.
Amen.
Don't get close to you because you're sticky. Might well be truthful. Might well be truthful. Just say, don't get too close, don't rub too hard, because I'm a little bit sticky on the outside yet. I haven't been changed yet. That's only being truthful. And any true believer knows this message, knows how to lie, and knows what you're talking about. Don't feel bad. You tell me you're not sticky, I'm really afraid of you. The sticky one's one I'm not afraid of. Want to tell me they're sticky. It's the one that don't know they're sticky is one I'm afraid of. Yeah. One that think they're past it.
Yeah.
One's got a revelation, it's sticky. I mean, he's going to lie because he knows he, if he doesn't, that's what he's going to repent.
Amen.
He'll be back to you.
Yeah.
But other fellow won't even come back to you. He won't even repent.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, now here's what he said. He said, here on earth and in and out the earth, the cockleberry is sticky, but it's got a nature on the outside of it. On the inside of it, a wheat. And see, as long as you are in this life, you're going to be sticky. Did you hear me? As long as you're in this life, you are going to be sticky. I want you to get that, church. I'd rather for you to see that, you'll give me less problems. If I can get you to understand that you've got a stickiness about you, you'll give me less problems. Some people think it'll just by giving you no, it'll give you less problem because if you can find out you're sticky, you know there's a way out.
Amen.
If you can't find out you're sticky, there ain't no way out. There's a way out when you're sticky. When I find out that my wife says you got problems, yes, honey, I truly got problems. But there is a way out.
Amen.
I know how to dissolve it.
Amen.
I know how to get rid of it. It's in Christ. It's put it by the blood. It's confess it. It's to make it right. Then I don't have no problem.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Then it's her problem. Oh boy, she's made it. And some people say, well, that's right. Sometimes my problem can be her problem. If you don't know how to get rid of it too.
Right.
See what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes your wife can't get rid of the problem. Maybe you've already got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a problem to her because Satan bugging her.
Right.
Bugging her, running her crazy, running her out of her mind. Is that right?
Yeah.
I've been justified.
Right.
I ain't never done it.
Right.
And I ain't going to do nothing. Then that may remind me you're talking about another realm,
right.
Another term.
Right.
But I'm allowed to do that when Satan's after me. When Satan's on the case, Brother Adam said, by having this revelation, don't let him hang it over your head. Tell him you're justified.
Oh,
you never did do it.
Amen.
When they bring it back the second time, I'm not guilty.
Oh.
Is that right? The second time I'm going to put it on their hands, you are guilty. I've already dealt with it.
Amen.
Amen. Some people don't understand that, but it's a little hard. But that's the truth of it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's exactly true. So you better watch what you say about me.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, up to now, I've made everything right.
Uh-huh.
If you can name one thing that I haven't made right, give me about 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
Give me about 1 minute, that's all I need.
Right.
I'll get rid of that for you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I mean, that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
If there's something I am not aware of, bring it to my memory and watch me get rid of it. I know how to get it off of my hands.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I learned the secret.
Yes,
and it never hurt me to repent one more time.
Amen.
One more time ain't gonna break the record. I repented a whole lot of times, and I'll repent again. You know, I feel good that I can repent.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm one that can repent.
Yeah.
Those people can't repent.
Yeah.
I don't have no trouble repenting. Just when my conscience said, you're guilty, it's a praise God, I'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, a person that's overrode their conscience and don't have nothing to check them is a person's in sad shape. If everything bothers you and the sins, you're pretty good shape. You ain't got too big a problem. If your conscience won't let you override it, you ain't got much of a problem. You better be happy that it bothers you. Say, well, when I treat my husband wrong, it bothers me. You better be glad it does bother you. You don't want to get rid of it then. That belly that lay down sleeping don't bother them, they got a real problem. You ain't got one if it bothers you. Oh, boy. That's right. Oh, we've never been told the real truth of it. And somebody said, well, you look bad. You're going to tell on yourself. But sure. Sure, I'm going to bring it out over me. I'm going to get rid of it, get it off my hands. I don't want to carry it around. But Brother Bram said, you can't get rid of it until you get sick. You can't truly repent until you get sick. You think it's going to kill you. When you think it's going to kill you, then you want to get rid of it. If you carry something, you think, if I either get rid of it, I'll either confess it, or make it right, I'm going to die. Then you'll get rid of it. And until that time, if you don't get sick of it, don't worry about repenting. That's from your mouth.
That's right.
They so many people repenting, but it's only from their mouth. That's right. I know that's the truth. When you see a man so jump, boy, just forgive me. And sometimes they'll say it with a sorry attitude. You ever had your wife act like she repented? Well, I'm sorry. No, you ain't sorry with that kind of attitude. You need to be shot for even saying that with that kind of attitude. I never accept repenting less than the right attitude. I don't care how much my wife tells me she's sorry with a bad attitude. I don't receive nothing. I ain't going to let her fool me. I ain't going to let her take advantage of me.
Right.
It wasn't for the heart. I couldn't trust that no further you could throw it.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Listen, I lived in this life for a while. There ain't nobody going to fool me too bad now.
Right.
Yeah. Try to get me again.
Yeah.
Repent and get ready to stick me again.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure you repent before I trust you the second time. If you beat me once, I'm going to watch about beating me the second time. They'll say, yeah, but you beat me here. Yeah, but I'm sorry. Could I borrow another 1,000? Well, I repented. I beat you. I'm afraid of that. Oh, my God, help us. And I'm just trying to be honest, too. You know, I've been a businessman and dealt with public all my life. And I'm not smart and educated. I don't have none of that at all. But I tell you what, I've got a broad knowledge in dealing with the public. Because you've dealt with them since you're about 16 years old up to now, and I'm 58. And you don't know a little bit, you never will know nothing. I've dealt with, from preachers down to the ones in the gutter. And I'm more afraid of the preachers than I am the drunk on the street. I found that in my dealings. They'll come more liars. They're more crooks. They're more dirty about it. They expect more out of you. You don't have a lot less problem than a drunk. And you do a churchgoer. Yeah, I'm talking about experience now. I'm talking about what I've dealt with over the years. I've lost thousands of dollars for out of preachers. Trusting preachers. And they lied to me and beat me. Yes, I have. My wife can tell you about that. I want to believe them and get burnt. Get burnt. But I only believe them once. I don't believe them the second time. The second time I ditch them. Yes, sir. But let's go on. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God help us. So he said, it says right here now, coming on down, he said, the cocoa burr is still sticky. Here on earth and in the out of the earth, the cocoa burr is still sticky. But it's got a nature on the inside of it, a wheat. Now, that's the whole thing. If you're going to nature wheat, don't worry about the stickiness. Because you will shed it. You will be changed. Now, that's what he says he's going. As long as you're here in this life, you're going to be sticky, and you're going to have a carnal nature, and it's going to bother you as long as you live. Did you get me, church? But inside of you, you're born again, and when you're raised up, you're in the likeness of Christ. And all the sin has gone from you, and that's the thing, he says. That's the thing. Okay, that's number two. Let me get another one here. Melchizedek. Then things that are to be, and I'll let you go. I want to put some more things on you. You're ready, aren't you? You're ready?
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was going to say something, but I better not say it. I'm already in enough trouble. I say too much sometimes, but I tried to be honest. I tried to be honest. Okay, in Melchizedek, page 16, paragraph 78. Listen to what Brother Branham said here. That might blow your mind. When a man is born again from heaven, he becomes a spirit babe in Christ. And then when this robe of flesh is dropped, there is a natural body, a theophany body, not made with hands, neither born to woman, that we go to, then that body returns back and picks up the glorified body. That's the reason Jesus went to hell, and when he died and preached to the souls that were in prison, turned back into that theophany. Oh, marvelous, thank God, he said. Thank God. Come, and then it's 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, I jumped that. But come on up. This body that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world, it is the Word. There. Talk about a theophany. That we skipped and come right around down here to be tempted and tested. We have come through that. There has been no temptation. If we had come through that body, there had been no temptation. We know all things. That's the reason Jesus knew all things, because he was the Word before he was flesh.
Amen.
That's the only thing different in him and us. He was the Word. He was still an attribute. He was still a thought of God. But before he was flesh, he was the Word.
Amen.
We was in the Word. We come from thought, attribute, to flesh. We bypass the Word form, body. Now, we've been tested and tried to go back to that. Then we become the Word here. We are formed to the Word image. To be partakers of the Word, the feed on the Word, and by being predestinated since the beginning, you see a little speck of light that you had in you from the beginning. You started your journey. Many of you remember. You joined this church, you joined that church, you tried this, and nothing satisfied. That's right, but one day you recognize it's right. Okay, jumping over here to the back up where he said we're babies. Now listen to the paragraph here, because I want you to get this. I want you to show you what he's calling and the way that he's dealing with it. He said, when you come here, we're babies. Now listen to what he said, a little paragraph here on page 19. The other one was, did I give the page? Page 16. Okay, page 19 and paragraph 93 without reading it all. Now I'm skipping some of this. Now you can go back and read it all if you want to. I'm not trying to jump anything. I'm just trying to hit the real points of it. He said, then in that form, the veil then is lifted. In other words, in this form, we're limited. We're like babies in the sense, and we're growing and we're building a word person inside, materializing around the birth line. And we build it. But our goal is that. That's what our goal is. We're going there because we won't be babies there. See? But in our limitations here, now watch what it said. Then in that form, the veil then is lifted, and you see that you are the Word. Also, you entered into that. Talking about that body. As a little baby. Now listen. As I said a while ago, back in page 16. But now when we enter there, it changes from baby to the Word. Perfect, full deliverance. See what I mean? Full deliverance, no limitation, no misunderstanding, no guessing or Satan probing and reasoning and all. You're just the Word. Well, you know if you're the Word, you understand the Word. See, we say the Word made flesh, but remember we're still in a limitation. Yeah. But when we become totally the Word, there's no limitations. Amen. There's no limitation. So said in that form when the veil, thank God, one day the veil is going to be lifted. One day our limitation is going to disappear. And we're going to look and we'll be the Word itself. He said, you see that you are the Word. You'll understand then that you are the Word, and you'll wonder where your problems went. You almost want to look and see how come so fast. So fast. But you're building. Now remember, you're building to that. And the Brother Bam said the only way that you know there's one there waiting for you is your life begin to change here. I want to bring that in. You don't just live any kind of life and have no revelation or carnal Christian and all of this and think there's something waiting, going out here indulging in sin, living any kind of life. No, sir, it shows there's nothing there. See, that's why we talk about we hear from our theophany. If I've been changed here and I recognize my day and my message, I've heard from my Word, theophany. Then no more guessing. I know where I'm going. And I know that something's happened here. And my desire is to get there. Amen. See? And that's what we're pushing to. We're pushing to our desire there. So, that's enough there. There's so much in this, but let me move on. Things that are to be. In December, just before Brother Branham left here, there's a lot of things in this, things that are to be, that is good for us. Now, some of it sounds like he's playing with words, but he's really not. He's dealing with some deep things. So here, full deliverance, page 16, things that are to be, page 16. I'll tell you, some of these brothers get hold of some of this. They would wallow themselves to death. They can't write and divine it. They can't really realize. No revelation. Paul was a man here, but he's going to be a greater man there. See, don't you see Paul? Paul in the sense, and we're sons and daughters. We've been adopted. We've been positionally placed in everything and have a great responsibility, a great ministry, and yet limit. No comparison to that. If we had that, what could we do? But see, we couldn't be tested and tried. But we'd blow people out of the ballpark. Well, this revelation right now blows them out of the ballpark. Is that right? I don't have to be the Word to blow them out of the ballpark. I've got enough understanding here to drown them. Is that right? What could we do if we could preach in that Word for them? Oh my, we wouldn't have to stutter them. We could tell you what it is from paragraph to paragraph. Greek wouldn't be no problem. Hebrew wouldn't be no problem. We wouldn't have no problem with nothing. Perfect, beyond what we call perfect here. You don't even know what perfect is. Well, you don't even know what perfection is. Brother Branham called that perfection. You reach it, your perfection. Let us go on to perfection. Let us go on from this change to that change. We call this perfection. What will that perfection be? We call this a deliverance. What will that deliverance be? Don't you see? We better see. I've been delivered in one sense of word. I've been swung back in one sense of word. But I'm still captured. I'm in a dying house. Is that right? I'm groaning to get out of here and go to that one.
Amen.
Oh, my. Yes, I am, Lord. Thank you, Father. Page 16, the middle of page, paragraph 52. Remember, the Bible said of this earthly tabernacle of our dwelling, if it perish or be dissolved, he said, we have one already waiting just as a little baby. Now watch how he's dealing with this little baby thing. See? Little baby. And he said, and now he's going to deal, show you how the little baby comes, and he's going to show how we come and get out of this and go to there. Now watch. And the little babies, muscles in the mother are twisting and turning, and just see, you notice you can take a woman, and if she's ever so foul, but when she becomes a mother a little while before that baby's born, there's a kindness about the woman. Get around her. There's always something. She's more tender. Just when the baby's born. Not when she gets pregnant. Something real cruel about that time. Because they got mad they got pregnant. They're fussing with the husband. You know some women don't want to get pregnant? Got a little, some women get pregnant. I remember one sister we had come here got pregnant. She'd like to run her husband off. And her sister, understand, one of them that left. So you can understand, one of them that left. I remember that case for sure. That stood out to me like it blowed in my mind. When she liked to wreck the whole home. When she was about ready to put her husband away, leaving and everything else because she got pregnant. After her baby was a grown man. And he played the organ here. Then another little boy showed up. Another little boy showed up. And she didn't want that other little boy. In no way, but it come anyhow.
Amen.
But I imagine she got pretty tender about the time he was being born, but she was very cruel. Yeah. And oh my, well, enough of that. But oh, women, don't ever be like that. If God gives you a child, thank God for it. I'd be the first one to tell you, you don't have to try to have mom. Like Brother Van told Billy Paul. Now, Billy Paul's all right to have children, but now you don't have to have mom. I mean, there's few other, you know, men and women around. You just, in other words, right, can't pass it along. Don't try to have mom yourself. I mean, in other words, change bedrooms you have to have once in a while, whatever you have to do. I mean, he thought there was a way. Now, he was against birth control, but he still didn't feel you have to have more. You understand? I mean, I'm just trying to say this. I mean, don't expect you to have more. I mean, there's a whole lot of women. But every one of them have one. Take turns or something. You know what I mean. I'm just saying these things. But, you know, I mean, a lot of men, I mean, that's right. Like Brother Robbie, you know, for a while, you know, there's a baby popping up. You know, just... Well, I better not say too much. I said, now, Robbie, you don't have to have mom. Give your wife a break. Nothing wrong but giving her a break. 3 is enough in a row. Break it and have a few months in between. Oh, but and babies is precious. We know that now. But what I'm trying to say, I mean, you don't have to have one every year. Now, you could have, if you have them that fast, you could have 15 or 20. If you don't break it every once in a while, space it out, before they go through the change of life, you can have 15 or 20. Maybe more than you can take care of. So you understand what I'm saying. Okay. Did I make my point? I've got some young people here, you know, and we went a long time without children. I don't know how to act with children, but I'm getting adjusted. And I love children. I really do. Not against children. But too many can get naughty. Too many crying at one time can't get to you. You understand? You put up one of them, another one starts, and another one, you after a while, you say, wow, are they in the end to this? But I'm glad they don't have to go home with me. I'm glad. My wife said, back there. She said, thank God they ain't going home with her. She keeps saying, I've had my share. I ain't having no more. I said, don't worry, honey. She's almost afraid that she's going to have another one. And she's 59 years old. Honey, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Run, Satan, on you. But, you know, fear, you know. You'd almost think she'd been mistreated. But she was a real mother, I'm going to tell you. I've never seen a mother love her children any more than my wife. My wife really, now if she had another one, I know what she'd do. She'd babe it to death. But the thoughts that would kill her. She'd be worse than this other sister, probably. I would have to leave. Okay. But let's watch this as we go now. Coming on down here. He said, now, tender, why there's a little angel spirit waiting to receive that natural body just as soon as it is born, the breath of life comes into it, and God breathes it in there, and it becomes a living soul. Now, just as this body, this baby is being born, there's a spiritual body is there to receive it, talking about the natural. Now, when this body is dropped, now here we're changing. This body is dropped here in this earth like a baby is dropped. Also, there is a immortal body waiting to receive the spirit back to itself. Again, oh, what a great thing. He said, we are now in Christ Jesus. Amen. Babies in Christ, children of God, waiting for the full deliverance. See again? See how Brother Bam used the deliverance in the other case? Waiting for the full deliverance. Waiting for that body to receive us. Get out of this, our limit, our understanding, and all we are babies building to that. Building to that. No stopping. You're growing until you reach that. That's perfection. That's total deliverance. Can you see what I mean? Total deliverance at the coming. Listen when it happens. At the coming of the Lord Jesus to receive us up unto himself when the body, this mortal, will take on immortality. That's the thing. That's what he's dealing with. Okay, maybe another one, another place to hear, and we will let you go. Oh, my God, help us to really look at this. Really, really look. Then we'll understand how to write divided. When we hear quotations, a lot of times, if you don't understand thoroughly what Brother Adam's talking about, it will kind of blow you. And you'll say, well, where did this go? Where did that go? But remember, Brother Branham has got another thing in mind. Okay, now let me see here. A couple more places I wanted to read, but let me get it straight here. Okay. Now, Brother Branham is in here. Then that morning when I felt something come over me, I felt usually like a vision come. I looked and I looked and I thought, my, what is this? And I looked at great green hills. young women just coming from everywhere, by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, what number? Listen to what he's seeing now. Look what he's seeing there. Word formed bodies. This is what he was seeing. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, one morning, just in his land. Now listen to what he said. He said, hundreds of thousands, and they were all coming, long hair hanging down, their backs, white robes on, barefooted, screaming and hollering, our brother. Ooh, hundreds of thousands of them. Notice he said they was barefooted. He turned it, long hair, talking about the women, hanging way down their back. Screaming and hollering, they recognized him. They recognized him. Wonder what he was in. Amen. They recognized him and they come running to him, screaming and hollering. I thought this is a strange. I turned back around and looked there and there, laid right there. There he said, I laid right there. There's my wife laying there on the bed. I said, now you know what? I've died. I said, that's what's happened. He said, I died. He thought he died. I said, I might have had a heart attack or something. I died. There laid my body. I was just laying there with my hands back like this, about behind him, just as still. And I thought, well, it's not 20 feet from me. Think about it. In another dimension, look back. He said, not 20 feet from me. And there I was looking, and I thought, that's my wife. That there, everything, there's my shirt hanging on that bed. You know how he hanged his shirt on the bed. There, he even seen his shirt hanging on the bed. Bedpost. You know, some of them posts come up. I thought, here I am. And I looked around again, and these women were all coming, and they were, and I looked coming this way, and there come my brothers, all genuine, all them looked to be young men. They were screaming, our precious brother. Why, I don't know what to think. I thought, this is strange. And I looked back, and I wasn't an old man. I was young. See? Just like the rest of them. They were young. I thought, this is a strange thing. I thought it is a vision. I bite my fingers and I thought, no, it ain't a kind of vision I've had. See? And then there's something began to talk to me up here and said, you've entered in with your people. Oh, my. Did he go there then?
Amen.
Don't you see? You've entered in with your people. That's what he was. He went to that body because he had one waiting. Is that right? And he come back out of that body and come back down here and ministered a few years more. But he was real. What I'm trying to show you, people, this thing is real. That body is just as real as this body, in a sense, is it? But it's a word body. It's a word for a body where you know all things. And Brother Branham said, one of these days, it'll drop down and pick you up. They won't find hair of you. Drop right down out of the sky. These mystic lights they see. He's letting us know that's that word for body. That's that logos. Or that's that theophany. How it appears and investigating angels and all that it was in Sodom.
Amen.
It's been in this day. They're detecting all over. Brother Bam said, I read in the paper of the day they've seen one. It's appearing all over. It shows we're at the end time.
Amen.
At the end time.
Yes, sir.
And like they say, he can be in another dimension, not be over 15 or 20 feet away from him. If you can look into the mansion, as Brother Branham said, it's all around you.
Yeah.
It's in this room.
Yeah.
You, I could say, if you could see it, your theophany is in this room.
Yeah.
if God would allow you to see it. Is that right? But we're living in these houses. You can't see it without some kind of transformation.
Right.
You can't even see the pillow far with these eyes unless God allows it.
Right.
You are living. Every man's ever seen the pillow far, there's something happened to him when he's seen it.
Amen.
That's exactly what the prophet said. And the Georgie Lacey checked that picture, that bill of fire, and was fully convinced. He said, Reverend Branham, it's absolutely a supernatural being.
Amen.
He laid it on that ray, that thing, and checked it for days and days. He said, it's real.
Yes, sir.
Made a believer out of him. It was that word form thing they picked up with a camera.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
He said it absolutely hit the lens.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's no phony. Isn't it something? We'll talk about something real, people. We'll talk about something that's much farther real than what we are now. Is that right? We think we're for real now. This is a perverted thing. That's not a perverted. That's original. That's eternal. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Coming on down here, listen to what Brother Bram said on page 41. Things are to be. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's something in you that's raised your hands a while ago. I want more of God. See, there's something needed. And if you love the world and going that way, the things of the world travels, you're going. And in the fall, in the fall, the world, you see, coming out. Your sons and daughters of the king, the lady and gentlemen, walking like Christians, living like Christians, act like Christians. Remember, I'll meet you at the judgment bar with these remarks, he said. Look in your looking glass tonight and see which way am I headed. Is Jesus preparing a place for me, a body? He said, look in the looking glass and look at yourself and see, do you see a change? Ask yourself, is Jesus preparing a body? Are there something waiting for me? Can I see myself change? Am I walking like a Christian, living like a Christian, acting like a Christian? Christian, I believe we need to do so.
That's right.
The best that we can in our limited houses.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
I don't believe we need to try to justify ourselves even though we're limited. I don't believe in justifying. So, well, I don't believe in that. I believe we should try to correct ourselves the best that we can.
Amen.
I believe we should walk as straight as we can walk.
Amen.
That should be your love.
Amen.
My love should constrain me.
Right.
Enough that I don't want to hurt somebody that I love.
Right.
How could a man want to hurt somebody he loves? He'd have to be out of his mind.
Amen.
How do I want to hurt my wife that I so love her? But sometimes I do, but it's not in my heart. That's what I'm saying. It's not in my heart to hurt God. I don't want to hurt God, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I grieve Him. Sometimes I've got to repent. Sometimes I've got to say I'm sorry, but it's never in my heart. And brothers, sisters, it's in your heart, like He said, if you love the world and the things of the world, then you know there's nothing there. There's something wrong. He's trying to tell you, separate yourself. Come out, be washed by the water of the Word. Be a separated people. I believe in that. Oh, I believe in wholeness. I believe in cleanness. I believe in good living. In the sense, I just don't believe in you as a law, but I believe in it all. Oh, yes, I do. I believe in exactly the way the prophet taught it. If I could never measure it, I still believe it. I'm not a hypocrite. I believe this Bible. And I have a hard struggle for coming up to the standard, but I'm going to tell you I believe it.
Amen.
I ain't never backed off.
Uh-huh.
I tell God every day, God, I believe it. You're right.
Amen.
I'm wrong. I'm weak, but you're strong.
Amen.
You get a hold of me. You shake me. You blister me. You correct me.
Amen.
And He'll do it.
Amen.
He don't do it. So he said, Jesus preparing a place for me, a body. That body is perfect. That body walks orderly. Listen. Walks orderly. It's a son and a daughter before God. And I'm, listen, and I'm birth pains in here to be born into that. See? Birth pains setting in. Do you feel any birth pains? Do you feel a struggling? Do you feel something going on? Do you feel there's something wanting to get out of here? And do you feel it? In the bowels of the earth, just like a baby's in the bowels of a woman. I want to get out of here. I want to be delivered to that. Can you see it in a sense? Now, I'm not satisfied. Didn't you say born again? But not satisfied. This corrupt earth. I want to get out of something that's not corrupt. That's the whole thing. I'm looking for a total deliverance is what I'm looking for. I'm looking when I can say there's been a change, complete change, from here to there. God help us. Things that are to be. That's what we talked about this morning. Things that are to be. Remember, Brother Branham titled this, this little book is full of it. This little book is full from the beginning to the end. Go back and read it sometime. Now listen what he says. And watch it going along with the rest of it. Can you see? He's dealing with the same subject. He's carrying this thing all the way through. From 1964, Melchizedek 65. Here things are to be 65. December the 5th, 65. Just when we left here, things that are to be. He was seeing it clear. He could really talk about it. He could tell us what's going on to the real believer. And he said, look in the looking glass. See what you look like. See where you lined up the word. See where there's been a change in you. See where the world's still hanging on you. Look at yourself. That's all I'm saying. That we was talking there last night, I think, on the porch. Listen, so see what your desire is, friends. I don't have to tell you you should wear dresses down below your knees. And you should wear sleeves, the women with sleeves in their dresses. I shouldn't have to tell you that. You should know that. And I believe in that. I don't believe you should wear things with no sleeves. Women, I'm against that. As a believer, I believe you should change your way of living. I believe that. But if you don't have that desire, then pull it off if you want to. I mean in this sense. Everybody will know you. Everybody will see you. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe in using law. I believe it should be love in our hearts. Why do you cut your hair, Brother Jones? Look like a man. There's a love in my heart. I want to be like that. Why do you walk like a Christian? I got love in my heart for my Savior. I want to hold him up. I don't want to bring a bad report on him. The Bible says have a good report among them that are without. I believe that I should act like a Christian on the job, off the job, anywhere as a man. I believe I should hold my head up. And I do try my best. And I know the life of Jesus is reflected out through me. The scriptures that I live in, because that's my desire. I don't go out here when I'm away from my wife or out here where nobody knows me and carry on. I'm the same fellow. Amen. Same fellow. Being away from my wife, being out here where nobody knows me, don't change my mind. Desire is the same. Amen. If there's a beer tavern across the street and nobody knows me, I ain't going to head into it. I ain't got no desire for it. Amen. The whole house explodes the street, and my wife is not around, nobody knows me. It ain't my desire to go into it. I ain't been in one since I've been saved. No. Oh, my. I do believe in living right. And I fail all the time, but I believe in living right, friends. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I believe in living right. I believe in acting like a Christian, walk like a Christian. That's what Brother Branham said. Look at yourself. Look in the glass and see how you're conducting yourself. See when you see something's happened to you, friends. What is your love? The whole thing, friends, if I don't see the love, I ain't going to try to use something. I ain't going to beat it into you. It won't work. You can clothe a pig up and wash him and put a blue suit on him. It won't do no good when you turn him loose. If his nature hasn't been changed, he'll go right back to the mud, won't he? I don't care if you take a harlot out in the street and dress her up and comb her hair, put a long dress on her and have her smile and come in here. If her desire hasn't been changed when she gets back out there, she'll forget about this place. Is that right? Have you seen some come here and put on goody-goody? Have you seen them? And you can tell a phony? Can't you? I can tell a phony. I'm too old. I've pastored for almost 30 years. You don't fool me. If it's not in you, I don't care how much you praise God. If it ain't from your heart, I'll catch you. I can see that phony stuff. And they'll put that on and they'll act like, oh, I love God, and they'll praise God. If you didn't have a revelation, they'd fool you. And get out of here, they forget about it. Or let a little something get wrong, or something don't go right, and them get disturbed, they'll lose their religion. That's right. And they'll get another man or another woman. They'll get one another. They're taking women anymore, women to women. Is that right? Men to men. I've never seen the like. I've never heard that in my younger days. When I was raised up, I never knew no such stuff as that. No, sir, I wasn't even around. I'm glad I wasn't. I don't even want around it now. Amen. No, sir. To me, it's strange, friends. I'm glad I've been a backward boy in a way. I'm glad in the sense I've been saved for a long time. And it didn't get so corrupt in, you know, about 30 years. It's got real bad in the last 30 years. I'm glad I've had something to hold me out of it.
Amen.
And brother and sister, I can't thank myself. If it'd been me, I'd been in it. My flesh would take me there. I know it would. But oh, that desire that's in me for God has helped me as much as it can hold me. Who can I praise? I said, God, I thank you for holding me as steady as you have. Convicting me and talking to me and condemning me and chastening me and whipping me. I thank you, Lord, if you hadn't have done it, I'd went wild. Is that right? Turn your children loose. Don't make no correction. See how long they last. They can be a good boy. Turn him loose for a while. Take the correction off of him. See what'll happen. I'm talking about a good child. Just like us, you can be a good one. Take the correction off of you for a while. You better thank God for the rod. Thank God for every correction God ever laid. I've seen people when you come down on them, they get their feelings or get mad. You need to thank God for a preacher. Better rake you over coal and call it out. I don't believe in playing around. No, sir. Oh, they'll accuse you of this. They'll accuse us all of many things. But I've seen an improvement in this church. I've seen it over the years, how God has led us to a closer walk. Haven't you seen it? I've seen our desire get greater from God. I've seen us shake ourselves and pull ourselves out of this problem and out of that problem. What pulls you out of it is God dealing with your heart. You put a man under this thing, if there's anything there, it'll work on him. Do you believe it? How can a man sitting on this kind of message and have anything in him and don't straighten up? It's beyond me. Yes, sir. This thing whips me. This thing gets close to me. Oh, and I thank God it does. I'm glad it stays close to me. Yes, sir. You know what makes me feel? There's something there. I believe with all my heart in closing, there's something there awaiting me. I believe it, brother and sister. Oh, I couldn't tell you how much I know it's real. I'm being honest with you in the depths of my heart. I feel like bawling. Right. I know there's something there. Why? It's governing me here. It's talking and dealing with me here. A bad boy, a nature would fight a sawmill nearly. And everything else, but God has helped me study. God has broke me down. God has dealt with this boy. You'd be amazed. My wife could tell you, I'm a better husband. I used to do what she's had a hard life in a sense. I mean, if I didn't get it one way, I'd get it another way. But God's mellowing me. God's mellowing me down. And thank God he's mellowing me down. I look at her now different than ever looked at her in my life. Even though she's broke down and run down, gotta love her more now than ever loved her in my life. Wouldn't trade her for the world. That's the way I look at it. I ain't got time for another one. No, sir. My goal is one thing. Stay with her and love her and try to help her and say, honey, push it. Let's push it together.
let's make it. Any man don't want his wife to go with him, there's something wrong. Is that right? I want my wife to make it. I want her to go. A woman that's lived, practiced her life. We married when she was young. About 18 years old. We've been together, been through thick and thin, raised 5 children and a lot of other people's children. We've raised, fed multitudes, fed Christians until they have to sit out in the yard, wouldn't have room in the house, Sundays after Sundays. We've done all this through the years, and a lot of them have stomped us in the mud. A lot of them have talked about us and went away and everything else. I can kindly see how my wife is a little bitter. But God has helped me through it all. Helped me through it all. Helped me study. I thought, Lord, one day they'll pay. One day they'll pay. I've had them to lie. I've had them to do everything. And I didn't even fight back. They say, black your name. I said, go ahead. But my name ain't much anyhow. Don't mean much, and I ain't going to have it much longer anyhow. It's the name of Jesus Christ that I hold dear to my heart. That name, I don't want to bring no reproach on. That family name, I love him. So that's the whole thing. So here we are now. He said, listen, birth pains in here to be born into that. He said, that body there. I still love the world. Shows me that I'm not. I have no body there. Now you see what I'm talking about? Now friends, how should we act? Well, I hope the day when you go from here, you look at this thing more seriously than you ever looked at it. If you acting like the world, carrying on, and your desire is not for God, realize what the prophet said. There's nobody there awaiting you. And what a sad shape you are in here if there's nobody waiting you. All of my life that I live for is to reach that goal. I'm being honest with you in closing. My whole entire life I know, and more now than I ever knew. When I started out, I didn't know all of this. But to know there's a word for embody, a perfect, beyond, Brother Van said, perfection, far as we can describe. Waiting us on the other side, where he went beyond the curtain of time, well, there is no words he could describe. It was beyond perfection, and he said it take perfect love to go there. Is that right? Perfect love. And we know what that is. That's just God's divine love born again. Without that truly birth, that life, to build to that, you can't go there. You can't go there. So you need to thank God. If there's something tugging your heart, Brother Branham said in many places, I read it once, if you're hungering and thirsting. Friends, I ain't never stopped. I'm hungering and thirsting. Why? There's something pulling me there. He said if there's a deep calling to the deep, there's got to be a deep somewhere's the response. Remember in my soul, it's crying out for something that would satisfy the inner man, or my brain would be wrong. Why would I desire it if there's nothing there? I'm trying to tell you, we're about to the end of the road, but there's something much greater, and it's going to pay you to buckle down. To be a truest light that you can be. Let the world know there's something about you. That you've been in the little room. That you're in the secret place. Let the world know that something happened to you. Hold your head up. Be a real believer. Don't stagger around. Don't let Satan battle you with the house. Don't let him drag you down this street and down that street. Don't let him do it. He'll do it if you lie. He'll do it. That's why the Bible said resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Children, I'm warning you. This is what we all need to do. We need to buckle down. The quotes is full of it. I mean, I've got quotes after quotes trying to tell us one thing. We're trying to get from here to there. And then something tells me I've got something there. Then if I got something there, I'm going to put word on word. I'm going to keep going. That's why Brother Van said, you go into full revelation. See, here we are from a birth life. And when he comes, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. Many things that we move forward as we go. Is that right? How many can say it's getting brighter? How many can say we're breaking into a greater realm, seems like? And it's getting a hold of you. It has begun to cause you to mellow down. How many sees that? His Brother Adam sailing the land on this presence of the sun, taking all the greenness out of you, getting real mellow. Oh,
That's what God's Holy Ghost is here fire. That's what the pillar of fire is, come down fire of that anointing in the life of you. That same pillar of fire that came in the upper room has visited this generation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the man said, no, it's not the Son of Man. It's anointing. It's the one that anointed the Son of Man. It's the one that come to Brother Branham. Is that right? That pillar of fire was Brother Branham's vindication that anointed William Branham. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That was anointing of God. Is that right? It's not the Son of Man. The Son of Man became Stan. But the pillar of fire was the anointing with the Logos. Is that right? That led the children of Israel. They came and followed Brother Branham's ministry from 33 till he left here. Is that right? That was that form. And Brother Branham said, I started to say something, but I'm not going to say it. He started to tell us what really had happened this day, and he knew it'd blow the people's minds. Brother, we've had a visitation in this day. We've had every vindication that we need in this day to show us that this is real.
Amen.
It's not some phony. This is the most realest thing that I've ever got a hold of.
Amen.
It's so perfect it blows my mind. It is perfection.
Amen.
What little this mortal can get a hold of, I see that it's beyond my capillary of perfection of what I would. But I see it's great, and one day I'll understand it. One day I'll understand this perfection. I'm going to close, and I pray that you see a little bit what we're trying to say, and we can deal with it more things that are to be. Don't forget that. I've got page after page. Melchizedek, page after page. Question and answer. Brother Van deals with number one, number two, number three, and number four. He deals with this. That number four is full of it. It's full of it. There's many things he was really trying to say there. Number four was one of his last ones, kindly. I think he preached two of them on each day, one of them a.m. and one p.m. in August, I think it was, of 64. And all did they throw the questions and answers at him. And how he brought it out, it's marvelous. It's marvelous. How he, that number three, how he showed us that we're building another person around that birth life. How he showed this body of forming around that birth life. Don't you see? And that's what's going on. That's why we need to take revelation after revelation. It's building us. Don't you see? It's building something in you all the way out to the change. See, that's the reason why I know it's something that's set in. We're in the rapture season, and never in history have we ever had these kind of revelations. And these revelations is changing you. It's changing you, brother. It's building another person in you. It's building a word, spirit, person in you. To that image there, don't you see? Now, this bears the image of the earthly, but there's something bearing the image of the heavenly, don't you see? So this word in here is going to that word there. Don't you see? It's got a connection, you see? And it's building that we can only see this. Then give to it. Give to it. Let God bring this thing in you. Form, materialize this thing in you by step after step, by revelation after revelation. It's building one thing. It's building you to that. And that's why we've got to be the Word. I think Brother Parnell said he's coming after the one person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the head and the body all comes together. Is that right in this last day? And he's coming after one thing. That's himself.
Amen.
That's himself.
Amen.
And if you're not him, you're not going.
Right.
So see, it's all in one person. It's coming up into Jesus Christ, body and spirit.
Amen.
All one. Is that right? Then he raptured that into glory. So that's what we're going to. It's like Isaac and Rebecca. Rebecca met him in the field. Is that right? Brother Branham said, halfway from his home, and he turned him back home. Brother Branham said, that's the type of us meeting him in the air. Is that right? With a change and go back home with him. So friends, we're on a journey. We're walking ourselves out of here. We're like Enoch. We have a testimony.
Amen.
Do you feel that you've got a testimony today that
Amen.
You're pleasing God?
Amen.
Every true born-again believer's got a testimony where you know it, not that you're pleasing God. That's right, friends. I don't care what the devil tries to hang over you. If you've been bound again, you do have a testimony that you're pleasing God. Even though Satan might try to hang many things over you and drown you, you don't have to receive it. You are a child of the King. And you're marching yourself out of here as we sing in closing. We're marching to Zion. Can we sing it if we stand? We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. I tell you, friends, it might be closer than you think. But let's let it materialize. Let's let it build that word body around that birthlight. Let it materialize until it materializes to that. That's what we're headed for. And I can't wait. I don't know how to take this fellow back home, but you know, that's the Lord's doing. You know what I mean? So the man said, I could be shot. I could be killed by car accident. That's 1965, in the same month that he was killed by car accident. He said it in things that are to be. Could be, he says. Killed by a fire. He was feeling it out. He figured somebody would shoot him or kill him some way. Felt that he was going, 1965. And he moved out. He showed how it would be and how they might be struggling when death come. But what he was trying to say, don't let me be cared. Don't let me be cared. When I come to the end of my road, knowing there's a theophany house waiting for me, don't let me be cared. He said, that's the door. That's the door, he said. That's the door. Can you see it? Brother Branham come to that door. 1965, he come to that door. And that door, open door, took him there. Death to this took him there. And if you ain't fully made your mind up, and you're not for sure, why halt? Ye in between two opinions. If God be God, serve him. If Baal's God be God, go after Baal. But I'm going to tell you, friends, this will be worth everything that you've ever given. You say, I've drove, I've sacrificed, I'm giving my money, it'll be cheap at any price. Give to it. Don't let Satan talk to you. No, don't do that. We're marching.